I tell you, if you ask the lady across the way from me if she's enjoying retirement, the answer would be...
Most definitely.
Lynn Kinney is in our studios this morning. Yeah, of course, you're kind of enjoying, but you're kind of missing a little bit of you know, being a part of, you know, school for the, how many years before this?
This would have been year 30.
Wow.
But yeah, missing my colleagues, missing my students, so, but... still staying strong with some other things, keeping busy. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you're here in our studios to talk about some events coming up for us. Tell us what's going on.
While I was at the school, I did a lot of things with Special Olympics through the school. But now that I'm not with the school, I'm still the contact point for Special Olympics. And we are trying to, I guess, raise awareness for that and get more people involved. We're hoping to do some more sports this time. Traditionally, we've done regular bowling, swimming, and track and field. Mm-hmm. Here recently, we just did bocce, which was kind of fun. And we're looking to start up cornhole in the near future.
That would be a lot of fun playing some cornhole, I bet, wouldn't it?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a reason I coach and don't play.
I bet you can play a mean game every now and then, Lynn. I bet you can. But it's terrific. You're adding more events.
Yes, we're hoping to add more events. We are going to have an interest meeting at SWATS at 5:30 on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put that out on my Facebook and kind of hopefully people will spread the word for anyone that's interested. We've got some fundraisers going on. We have big red raffle tickets that we're going to be selling that 100% of those proceeds go to our local team. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I wanted to mention for all the businesses and those things that are out there, that if they want to sponsor Special Olympics, if they make sure that they note that they want their funds to go to McCook Special Olympics, because if they just submit funding for Special Olympics, it goes to the state, mm-hmm. which the state needs their funds, but...
locally, you do too.
But if they want to support us locally, they need to make sure they earmark those specifically for McCook Special Olympics. So, yeah, so we're excited. I had some athletes go to and Unified Partners go to Lincoln mm-hmm. for bocce, and they performed very well. So, extremely excited about that. And the other thing I wanted to mention is we're always looking for, with new sports, with new activities, we're always looking for people who might have an interest in coaching, people who might be interested in being Unified Partners. And those are not just for school-age kids, adults. My daughter, Erica, is a Unified Partner. Mm-hmm. She does things with her sister. And it's just so rewarding. So anybody who's interested, if they like bowling, if they like bocce, if they like cornhole, just let me know, because we're always willing to take people. We'd like to start basketball. We'd like to start volleyball. So we just need to get a few more numbers and softball. Tuesday, 5:30 at the SWATS building mm-hmm. here in McCook. So Kayla Rourke is, like I said, kind of helping me get this more up and running because, like I said, we'd like to see it get back to where Special Olympics used to be in McCook. Mm-hmm. And so we invite anybody ages 8 on up to long as you can walk and talk, you're good to go.
Yeah.
So we take everybody. So
how many do you have on your team?
Well, it's growing, but currently 10-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's going up all the time, right?
But yeah. But we're hoping to, you know, get a few more adults involved mm-hmm. through Hands of Heartland, through SWATS, you know, just word of mouth, getting those people involved in some activities.
Mm-hmm. Folks have any questions whatsoever, Lynn, can they call you?
Yes. So if anyone has questions regarding Special Olympics, my contact number is 308-340-4713. And I'm available anytime, so just give me a holler, and if I'm not, leave me a message, and I will get back to you.
I know you're involved with the unified with the McCook Public Schools. Gonna miss that, but that still keeps on going,
yes,
doesn't it?
And there is a unified bowling. I'm not sure I'm gonna be able to get some practices in before we can do the unified bowling through Special Olympics. Maybe a couple teams, but not for the new people coming in right now. But hopefully for next year. So
Yeah, hopefully you'll get a chance to add some more sports. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, we're excited. I'm excited. Kayla and Kevin Wagner there at SWATS are really excited about doing some of these new sports, softball, volleyball, possibly powerlifting down the road.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So just giving the kids new opportunities. So, and Kevin Wagner, I think, is going to be the coach. I'll still be the head of delegation, but going to kind of give up some of that coaching to other people. And he's going to be the coach for cornhole.
Well, will you travel to other communities too?
So cornhole, we will have to, so we'll start practices locally. But if they want to do the actual competition, that will be in Omaha. Unfortunately, a lot of things are in Lincoln and Omaha, so it does require a lot of traveling. But that will be in Omaha October 10th, which is a Friday evening. So I know that'll kind of mess up some people's sports schedules.
Some of it involves a lot of traveling.
But well worth it. And like I said, all the athletes who participate truly enjoy it, and great group of parents that we work with, and can't say enough about them.
That's terrific. You bet. Please keep us posted on this, okay?
We will do.
More interviews from Lynn still to come, whether she likes it or not.
Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.